Today's daf is Chaf Gimel. We'll start with the Mishnah on Chaf Beis. Amid Beis, the Mishnah records a machlokes between Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava and Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva is the first opinion, and the question is about the scope and the applicability of pasim in the case of either a bar or a be'er, shall yachid or shall rabin. Rabbi Akiva says, echad bar harabim ube'er harabim ube'er hayachid osim len pasim aval lebar yachid osim lo mechitza gavoa asar tefachim. So Rabbi Akiva's opinion is that with the exception of one case out of the four, the other three scenarios lend themselves to the heter of pasim. In the case of a be'er, it doesn't matter whether it's a be'er rabim, it's public, or it's a be'er yachid, and it's owned by private ownership, you can rely on pasim. And in the case of a bar, it's got to be a bar rabim. So the exclusion here is to a bar yachid, which has two strikes against it. Number one, it's not natural, it's not a spring. And number two, it is shel yachid, so there's no one to remind him in the case where it dries up. That's divrei Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava omer ein osim pasim el be'er harabim bilvad, which means they were matir pasim only for one out of four scenarios, and that is when you have number one, it's a be'er, it's a natural spring, we're not afraid that it'll dry up, and number two, it's shel rabim, so that even in the rare occasion that it might dry up, nevertheless there are rabim, each one will remind the other one that we don't carry here, we don't rely on the pasim, because the heter pasim only applies when there's water. Ulishar, but in the three other four cases, which means in the case of a bar, whether it's shel rabim or shel yachid, in the case of a bear, if it's shel yachid, is osim chagora gavoa sarat tefachim. Now, the word chagora generally is translated as a belt, and we're talking about surrounding the well with a machitza that's made of chavolim, meaning of ropes, that are set up at a distance one from the other of less than three tefachim, so we can apply lavud, and will be mashlim the tenth tefach in height because of the thickness of these ropes. And that is a machitza of Erev, and that is a machitza that we could rely on to be matir, taking the water out of the bar. Rabbeinu Chananel interprets, as Tosus quotes him in the bottom here, that chagora is a machitza. And again, since a machitza, generally speaking, surrounds an area, therefore it's called a chagora, like a belt that goes around. And now we start the daf for today, Chaf Gimel Amud Aleph. Amar Rav Yosef, Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Shmuel. We're going to have now two statements in that tradition going back to Shmuel, and the Gemara is trying to analyze why we need these two statements. The first statement says, Halacha k'Rav Yehuda ben Bava, that we paskin like Rav Yehuda ben Bava l'chumra, and we're not going to allow tiltil through pasim. That method is not going to operate unless you have both be'er and it's got to be shel rabim. We need two malos here, two pluses. V'yomer Rav Yosef, Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Shmuel. Another statement attributed to Shmuel: Lo hutru pase biros el lebe'er mayim chayim bilvat. And we need a be'er, which is a natural spring, in order to rely on pasim. And again, that reflects the shita of Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava, Utsricha. We need both statements. Di Ashme Inon Halacha Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava. If we only had the latter of the two statements, Hava Mina would have thought De Rabim. If would be Shel Rabim, then Afilu Mechunasim. Then Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava would validate Pasim in the case where this mechunasim, which means a bar, which is collected water from the rains, that would be a valid case. Why? because it's derabim, and an event that it should dry up, one person will remind the other. So that even though it's a bar, since it's shel rabim, it has the main critical plus, the mila of shel rabim, and therefore we can allow for passing. But haydik tani leber rabim, but then you'll ask me, well, Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava in the Mishnah mentioned that pasim is only relevant and only valid for Be'er Rabim, is lafuke min Rabbi Akiva. That's only coming to exclude Rabbi Akiva. Because Rabbi Akiva said that pasim could be matir, we could rely on pasim even in a Be'er Shel Yochid. So Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava wanted to tell him and say that even in a Be'er, even though it's a natural spring, we need that second Mila of Rabim. But once we have Rabim, then that would be an automatic okay and validate the pasim, even if it's a bar. Kamash Malan, that's what Shmuel tells me, and he needs that extra chidush de lo hutru pase biros ela lebe'er mayim chayim. That we need not only Rabim is not an automatic you're in, and we could validate pasim, but rather we need Rabim plus Be'er Maim Chaim, the two milas. Ve'iyash me'inon, and if we had Shmuel's statement of Lo Hutru Pase Biros El Be'er Maim Chaim, Hava Mina would have thought that when it comes to Be'er Maim Chaim, that's an automatic you're in, and Lo Shna Derabim, Lo Shna Deyochid, even if this Be'er Maim Chaim, this spring, is in private property, nevertheless, you can still validate pasim. Kamash Malon, therefore Shmuel says, Halachik Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava, who said that they weren't matir with pasim, unless it's number one, a be'er, and number two, it shall rabim. And this leads us to the Mishnah on Daf Chav Gimel. According to Torah law, any area that's surrounded by mechitzos, even if it's very, very large, it is a rishus hayochid. And you're allowed to carry from one end to the other, no matter what the size and the expanse of the area is. However, the Chachamim made a gzerah, and we'll see that there's a basis for this gzerah in a remez in the Torah itself, that if the area is too large, let's say it's beyond the spans of 70 amma and 4 tfachim, keep in mind there are 6 tfachim in an amma, so 4 tfachim is 2/3 of an amma. So we have 70 and amos and 2/3 of an amma squared. And in such a case, it is that reaches the top, the ceiling of how large of an area they would allow. If it's beyond that area, then it's similar to some extent, a Rishus HaRabim is such a large area, and it doesn't have the din of Rishus HaYochid, and in such a case, the Chachamim say you're not allowed to carry there, despite the fact that Midoraisa, it is a Rishus HaYochid, it has bona fide mechitzos. And this shear of 70 and 2/3 amos is derived from the Chatzar HaMishkan. The Chatzar HaMishkan was 100 amma in length and 50 amma in width. And that size is equal to 70 amma and 2/3 squared. And that's called, in the language of the Gemara, a shear of Beis Asayim, which is a large enough area that is suitable for planting sasayim of wheat. Any sized area that goes beyond 70 and 2/3 amma square is larger than the Chatzar HaMishkan, and the Rabbanan said it is no longer considered Rishus HaYochid, and therefore, they prohibited Tiltul. Tosfos Divrei Maskil Shehu, which is the third Tosfos on our Amud, says that the logic for this is that since all Melechos Shabbos are derived from Chatzar HaMishkan, therefore, even in the case of Tiltul, we're going to derive this from the Mishkan, and the Mishkan had these particular Shiurim, the size of the area of Chatzar HaMishkan. Now, our Mishnah here on Daf Chav Gimel Amin Aleph opens with the word V'od. as if to say that there's something that we had earlier and we're attaching and expanding. V'od Amar Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava. So we had already a chumrah of Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava in the previous Mishnah on the bottom of Chav Beis Amid Beis, in which he ruled that Pasi Baros could only apply when you have two different milas. Number one, it's a Be'er. Number two, it's Shal Rabim. Now we have another chumrah of Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava. That's the V'od. And he says Hagina, which is a garden where you plant vegetables, Vakarpaf, which is a very large plot of land that's outside the city limits, and that's where they used to keep the trees, the wood, Shehen Shivim Amah Vishirayim, once it has the size of, or let's say even better, that even if it has the size, which is 70 and two-thirds Amah squared, but it is not beyond that. Nevertheless, Hamukafos Gader Gavoa Sar Tvach V'Taltu V'Tocha, we will only allow you to carry within that area if you have a bona fide machitza, which is 10 tefachim high, that surrounds the area. And not only that, Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava's machbir, and he says that, let's say you have an area that's 70 and two-thirds amma squared wide, or the area is makif that great spats. And it's not enough that you have a karpaf or a gina that's used, as we said before, for those functions, but you need more than that. Ubilvad shehebo shomera. Shomera is a small hut that's used by the shomer, by the security people. O beis dira, or a place within this area that is a residential house. Oshete smucha le'ir, or it's an area that's close enough to the city so that you use that area and benefit from it on a regular basis. In all these cases, since he wants to use those spaces, those areas on a regular basis, it's as if he lives there. And Rabbi Yehuda ben Becerra says that this Gzeira Chachamim applies even in a place that's not greater than 70 and Shirayim squared. Nevertheless, it does not have a din of Rishus HaYochid unless it was Hukaf Lidira. In other words, unless the Mechitzos was set up in order to function as a residential area within the Mechitzos. And it comes out the way we're interpreting this Gemara, or this Mishnah, I should say, Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava, based on Rashi, that if you have an area that's greater than 70 and Shirayim squared, even though it was Hukaf Lidira, the Rabbanan say you're not allowed to carry there. You're only allowed to carry in a place that's up to, but or less than, 70 and Shirayim squared, if it's Hukaf Lidira. So we need two conditions to be fulfilled, according to Rashi's understanding, Rabbi Yehuda ben Becerra, in order to, Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava, in order to be matir tiltul. Tiltul means more than 4 amas of carrying. You're going to need, number one, that it doesn't go beyond the spans of 70 and Shirayim square. Number two, it's got to be Hukaf Lidira, which means that the surrounding Mechitzos was set up for the purpose of a residential area. And Tosfos and many other Rishonim reject this interpretation of Rashi. It doesn't make any sense, they say, that Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava would tell us that a place that's very large, even though it was Hukaf Lidira, is not considered Rishus HaYochid. We always say that if there are mechitzos surrounding an area and that area is residential, that is a Rishus HaYochid. The Rabbanan never made a gzera. And therefore, the Rishonim reinterpret Rabbi Yehuda ben Becerra. He admits that if you have a place that's Hukaf Lidira, even if it's greater than 70 Amma plus Shirayim squared, nevertheless, it still is Rishus HaYochid Gemura, and you're allowed to carry there more than 4 amos, but rather, Rabbi Yehuda ben Becerra argues against the place which was Hukaf Ulebesof Pasach. In other words, he started with the Mechitzos, and then he designated the area for residential purposes. According to Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava, in such a case, we cannot allow tiltil. We can only allow tiltil if first, chronologically, he had set up a residential area, and second, then he surrounded it with mechitzos. But we're going to learn the sugya according to Rashi. Now the Mishnah goes on and quotes another shita. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, afilu ein ba ela bar, v'siach uma'ara. These are different types of excavated holes in the ground. A bar is a round hole. A siach is long and narrow. And a ma'ara has a roof on top of it like a cave. And in all those cases, it's metaltalin besocha. Then you're allowed to carry within. And it has the status of a rishus hayochid. Rabbi Akiva omer afilu ein ba achas mikol ela. Even if he doesn't use it in any sort of way, it was lo nasa hekif ledira. He did not set up the mechitzos for the purpose of residential use. Nevertheless, metaltu betocha ubilvad sheyeheba shivim ama v'shirayim al shivim ama v'shirayim. Meaning that the area is not larger than 70 ama plus squared. And then, if it's that small, so to speak, relatively small, then you're allowed to carry there, even though it was not hukaf ledira. Now the Mishnah quotes another machlokas about a karpaf and a gina, which are less than shivim ama. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, im hoisa orka yeser al rochva, afilu ama achas, ein metaltalin betocha. In other words, even if you have an area that's not beyond 70 ama plus shirayim squared, and even if, and even though it's not that large of an area, but if it was not hukaf ledira, and its length is greater than its width, it's not a perfect square, it's a rectangle, even if its length is greater than its width by one single ama, then you're not allowed to be metaltal there. Even though it's less than above the 70 ama ceiling. Rabbi Yossi Omer afilu arka pishnayim berochva, even if the length is twice that of the width, it's very far from being a square, is metaltal betocha, you're allowed to carry inside of it if it's less than 70 ama and a shirayim and two-thirds of an ama by 70 ama and two-thirds. Om Rabbi Loi, shamati mi Rabbi Lozar, or some have the gifts of Rabbi Eliezer, afilu hi kibes kur. Even if this garden for vegetables, or this karpaf, is as large as a base kur, that means it has enough of an area that you can plant a full kur of chitim, and it wasn't set as a base dira, nevertheless, the halacha is your ladder be metaltel within it, if it's less than, if it doesn't go beyond 70 ama in a mashuhu, it's all considered one rishus hayochid, even though it doesn't have a base dira. And Ravi Loi now quotes another halach that he heard from Rabbi Eliezer. V'chein shamati mimeno, I heard another halach from him, anshei chotzer, sheshochach echad mem v'lo erev. Now we're discussing what's called an erev chatzeros, which means that you have many different batim that share one common courtyard, and the halach is they're not allowed to carry from their homes, respectively, into the common chatzer without setting up an erev chatzeros. And if one of the members of that chatzer failed to participate in the eruv, then the eruv itself is not valid because it's an all or nothing proposition. However, what he can do is be mavatal his rishus for the bnei chatzer. He can make a declaration that I'm giving over my rights in this chatzer to the other members of the chatzer. But then, what's going to be the halacha if he's mavatal his rishus? His beso, nevertheless, if he wants to carry from his own house, also milahachnis ulahotzi, he's not allowed to bring out from his house into the chatzer or vice versa. Lo, meaning for his own personal purposes, even though he was Mevatel Rishus, and you would think now that everyone, you know, this is like a replacement for an Erev Chatzer, so everyone's allowed to carry out into the Chatzer. No. Avolahem Mut, they're allowed to carry out into the Chatzer. They made it Erev. He wasn't part of the Erev, and therefore he's excluded. V'chein Shamati Vimenu, Ravi Loi testifies that he heard a third halacha from Rabbi Eliezer, and that is that Yotzim Be'ar Kablin Be'Pesach. We have a mitzvah on Pesach to eat Morar, and you could fulfill that mitzvah by eating some sort of very bitter grass, which is called Ar Kablin. V'chizati al kol talmidov u'bikashti lichaver v'lo matzasi. I heard these three halachos, says Rabbi Loi, in the name of Rabbi Eliezer, but I looked to see if any of the other talmidim of Rabbi Eliezer had heard any of these halachos, and they could confirm my transmission, but I didn't find anyone. The Gemara says, Man Tana, what din is Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava when he tells me about Ginova Karpaf, the Ketani, the Ot? Apparently, if our Mishnah opens up with the word V.O., there must have been another statement of Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava, and that statement was also relevant to this Gina and Karpaf, and we're trying to figure out what the V.O. is all about. Apparently, V.O. is adding to that previously stated ruling of Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava. Elam, if you're going to tell me, Mishum detani lechad chumra. Ketani achriti. If you're going to tell me that we already had a chumrah in the previous Mishnah in the name of Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava, and he said that you cannot use pasim as a matir for tiltul unless you have two milas. You need both a be'er, mayim, chayim, plus it has to be owned by the rabbim. And now we're adding another chumrah. Is then the Gemara says, Mishum hachi ktani v'od, and that's why it says v'od, in order to indicate that we have now a second chumrah of Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava, so that now we have two chumras. We have one chumrah in the requirement for pasim of a be'er derabim. Now we have another chumrah that in the case of a ginel karpaf, even if it's less than 70, it doesn't go beyond, I should say, 70 Amma and Shiraim square. It requires mechitzos. And not only that, you cannot carry within it unless it has shomera, beistira, or tzmucha le'ir, and then it becomes hukaf le'dira, which means that Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava requires hukaf le'dira even if the area doesn't exceed beyond 70 Amma v'shiraim square. So the Gemara is not happy with this because v'ha Rabbi Yehuda d'tani leichad alachumra v'lo k'tani v'od u'k'tani achriti v'lo k'tani v'od. Let's compare this structure to Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda also has two chumras. Why? Because back on Daf Yud Ches, Rabbi Yehuda had a chumra that pasi biros would only be valid if the people who travel along the Rishus HaRabim are diverted to go around the Pasim. But if they go through the Pasim, then they break up. That's called Osi Rabim Uvatli Machitza. That's one Chumrah. And then there's another Chumrah where Rabbi Yehuda says that you cannot be Matir with Pasi Biros if the area is greater than a Beis HaSayin. So we now have two chumras. We have a chumra back on Daf Yud Ches. We have a chumra here on Daf Chav Gimel, the previous Daf. And that is, again, number one, an area that's larger than Beis Sosayim is you cannot rely on the Heter Pasi Biros. Number two, Rabbi Yehuda says that if the Rabim pierce through the Pasim, they undermine and vitiate the mechitzos, v'lo ketani v'od. And yet our Mishnah doesn't use the word v'od with regard to Rabbi Yehuda. That's a bit strange. Look at our Mishnah again. It opens with the word v'od to indicate that Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava here in our Mishnah here on Chof Gimel is adding to the Chumrah of what he said in the previous Mishnah, and yet it says with Rabbi Yehuda, that's in the middle of this Mishnah, it doesn't mention Viyot, even though Rabbi Yehuda has a previous Chumrah in which he holds that Osi Rabim Vatle Mechitzta. So the Gemara answers, Hasam, in the case of Rabbi Yehuda, the reason why it doesn't say Viyot is Afsakua Rabbanon. In the issue of Rabim Osi Rabim Vatle Mechitzta, the Rabbanon disagree with Rabbi Yehuda, and that sets up a hefsek. Whenever you have a dissenting view that's quoted in the Mishnah, that closes that Mishnah as a separate unit. And therefore here in our Mishnah, it doesn't have the Od with regard to Rabbi Yehuda. Hacha. But here in Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava, lo afsakuna Rabbanon, we don't find this hefsek, this wedge in which the Chachamim rejected Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava, and that's why the Mishnah used the word viyod. So we now have the rules of viyod. When does the Mishnah use viyod? When does it not? If the Rabbanon or the dissenting view is quoted, that breaks up the difference between the first statement and the second statement, and there's not going to be any viyod. If the dissenting view is not quoted in the Mishnah, and you're quoting two statements of the same Tana, then without a hefsek, we're going to use the word viyod. The Gemara is not happy with this. V'chol heicha diafsaku rabbana lo ketani viod. I'm going to learn with you a Mishnah in Sukkah, and based on that Mishnah in Sukkah, I'm going to tell you that even if the dissenting view is quoted by the Mishnah, nevertheless, the Mishnah is going to add the word viod. And the Mishnah in Sukkah on Daf Chav Zayin records a machlokes between the Chachamim and Rabbi Eliezer regarding the minimal number of seudos that one has to eat in the sukkah during the course of Chagas Sukkos. According to Rabbi Eliezer, it's a minimum of 14 seudos, which means you take the 7 days and each day requires 2 seudos. And the Chachamim explicitly reject Rabbi Eliezer, and they say there's no obligation to eat in the sukkah except for the night of Sukkos, Leil Rishon Shel Chag. And then the Mishnah quotes another statement of Rabbi Eliezer, and that is that in a case where he did not eat his two meals on a particular day of Sukkos, so he didn't divide up the 14 meals equally to each day, then he can make it up and get to the number 14 even on the very last day of Yontif. And there the Mishnah says V'od, even though between the first statement of Rabbi Eliezer and the second, the Rabbanan disagree. So you see that even when there's a hefsek, we will still add the word V'od. And then we're back to our question as to why our Mishnah has V'od with regard to Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava, but not with regard to Rabbi Yehuda. So the Gemara answers, Hasam, in the case of Sukkah, b'milsei hu diafsakua. If the dissenting view of the Rabbanan is quoted b'milsei, meaning that the second statement and the first statement are mi'inyan echad, and both the first issue and the second, in the case of how many su'udos you eat in the Sukkah, are relevant to inyan echad, then the hefsek is not a hefsek. But hacha, here when we get to Rabbi Yehuda, the milsei achriti afsekua. Here the hefsek is a hefsek because it's b'milsei achriti, meaning there are two different subjects. In other words, Rabbi Yehuda spoke about pasi biros and the question of would the asi rabim and Mevatli Mechitzta or not. And the Chachamim disagreed with him, and now we have a machlokes as far as Gina, Vekarpaf, Vedir, Vesahar, and therefore we don't have the word Viot, because the Hefsek of the Rabbanan is B'mili B'milsa Achrita. And here I'll read to you a summary of Rashi. Rashi says that the Chachamim told Rabbi Yehuda that this din of Beis Asayim only applies to a gin on a karpav shalo hukfu l'dira, but in the case of a deer v'sahar, which is hukaf l'dira, is even if it's asara kurin, is mutal taltilbo. And that's a different issue than the original issue of Pasi Biros as far as Rabim Bokimbo. And that's why we're going to have a hefsek here. And that hefsek undermines the viot. But if, on the other hand, you have two statements that are miinyan echad, then the viot is appropriate, because then the hefsek is not called a hefsek. The Mishnah says, Rabbi Akiva Omer Afilu Ein Ba Echad Mikol Elu, even if it doesn't have any of those kinds of usages which were stipulated as a condition by Rabbi Yehuda Ben Bava as Metaltel in Betocha, it still has the status of Rishus HaYochid. And here we're turning to Chav Gimel Amid Beis. So Gemara is bothered by this. Rabbi Akiva Hainu Tanakama, back in the Mishnah Daf Yud Ches, we already have a statement from the Chachamim that the shear of Beis Asayim, which means if you have 70 Amen Shirayim square, that only applies to a Ginan Akarpaf, a garden, or an area, a plot outside the city, which is low Hukaf Ladira. But if it was Hukaf Ladira, then even if it's greater than the area of Shivim Am of a Shirayim square, you're allowed to carry it. Now we have Rabbi Akiva, and the question is, from the Mishnah, it would seem that Rabbi Akiva is coming to argue with the previously quoted Tanoim that have been quoted in the Mishnais until this point. In what context and to what extent is there an afgamina between Rabbi Akiva and that which we had back in the Mishnah on Daf Yud Ches? And the Gemara answers, Ika Beinayu, the machlokas between the original Tana and Rabbi Akiva's Bidavar Muot. Meaning, can we allow for a little bit of an area beyond 70 Alma and Shiraim, another little bit, and it would still be Mutta B'Tiltul. Now, if you read Rabbi Akiva in our Mishnah, Rabbi Akiva says, U'bilvad she'hei ba shivim Alma v'Shiraim al shivim Alma v'Shiraim. Clearly, Rabbi Akiva has outspoken about the fact that we have an absolute requirement to the exact fraction of an Alma, that this is going to be the area that is mutter, and not anything beyond that, even a small amount, which is called a davar muat, would be prohibited because it's lo hukaf l'dira. But the Tanakama would allow for a little bit wider of an area, even a little bit beyond the 70 amma and 2/3 of an amma square, and that's called a davar muot. And the Gemara is going to explain what that's all about. The Sanya we learned in a brisa, Rabbi Yehuda Omer davar muot yesh al shivim amma v'shirayim. In other words, in addition to the shiva amma v'shirayim, which means 2/3 of an amma, and on both sides squared, we can allow a little bit more. Davar muot b'nosa. But exactly how much that extra davar muat is, that was deliberately omitted by the Chachamim. Apparently that's something that is a little bit more ambiguous. It's very hard to exactly pin it down. What is the area in which you can plant sasayim chitim? That area, which is large enough to plant and produce sasayim chitim, is kechatzara mishkan. You may remember that we mentioned earlier that the laws of Shabbos are derived from chatzara mishkan, and that area called chatzara mishkan is slightly larger than shivim amma v'shirayim square. And the Tanakama holds that we're going to have to learn the shear of Heter Tiltul from Chatzar Mishkan exactly. And since Chatzar Mishkan had a Beis Asayim, which is a little bit more than Shivim Amo and 2/3 squared, although the Chacham didn't mention exactly how large that extra area is, that's the allowance. Rabbi Akiva, on the other hand, says, no. If it's more than Shivim Amo Vishirayim, and it's Eino Mukaf Ledira, you're not allowed to carry there, and we're not going to allow you any extra Dovar Muot. Now let's try to figure out why there is this extra Dovar Muot. What is it about converting the Chatzar HaMishkan, which we said was 100 Amma in length and 50 Amma in width? So we have an extra piece that's 50 Amma. And what we're going to try to do now is we're going to remove those 50 Amma in the Orach, again, in order to make a square of 50 by 50, 50 in length by 50 in width. We're going to take off, for the moment, 50 Amos square in the length. And what we're going to end up with is a square that is 20 and 2/3 of an Amma on each side, plus the Dover Muot, which again Rabbi Akiva doesn't count it, but the Tanakhama does. And the question is, how do we derive the exact calculation when we want to convert a rectangle of 100 by 50 and make this calculation? So Rashi has a long arichus. We're going to just sort of summarize the Rashi as best as we can. What we're going to do is we're going to cut the rectangle into two squares of 50 by 50. And then what we're going to do is we're going to take one of those two squares, which is 50 by 50, and we're going to cut it up in such a way that we can attach each one of those strips, if you will, to the outer side of the 50-50. That's going to give me a square. So I'm going to take the extra 50, meaning the difference between the square and the rectangle, the extra 50 in Orech, and I'm going to sort of divide it up into various pieces, or shall we call them strips. Now, each one of those strips is going to be 10 amos wide and 50 amos long, which means that if you multiply those strips by 5, you get a square of 50 by 50. And now, what we're going to do is, we're going to place each one of 4 strips on the outside, attaching on each one of the 4 sides of the square, so to speak, expanding the square by that strip of 10 amos by 50 amos. And now, what you're going to have is the 5th strip, which again is 50 amos by 10 amos. And we're going to have to cut that into 4 squares of 10 by 10 amos and fill in the 4 corners with them. This is going to leave one strip of 10 by 10 amos, which again, the amo is 6 tfachim, that's 60 by 60 tfachim. We're going to cut this into 30 strips, each of which is 10 amos or 60 tfachim long, 2 tfachim, which is a third of an amo wide. The total length of these strips, when placed end to end, is 300 amos. We're going to place 70 along each border, and the configuration now measures 70 amos and 4 tfachim, which is 2/3 of an amma, by 70 amos and 4 tfachim, 2/3 of an amma. Except for one problem, and that is that the corners are missing 2 tfachim by 2 tfachim. So a strip of 20 amos long by 2 tfachim wide is now left. We're going to cut a length of 8 tfachim, which is 4 squares of 2 by 2 tfachim, in order to fill in the corners. The strip which remains is now 18 amos and 4 tfachim, or 2/3 of an amma long, by 2 and a third amma wide. By 2 tfachim, excuse me, which is a third of an amma wide. Now, if you further divide this piece and surround the square with it, the addition would come to less than 2/3 of an etzba for each side, because you'll need a strip of 282 amas and 4 tfachim to surround all 4 sides. So this is what we call a davar mu'at. So it really is about a half of an etzba. Now the Gemara wants to know, minohani mili, is there any basis in the Torah to derive that we have to take this extra area of the Chatzara Mishkan, the extra 50 amos square, and add it to the original 50 to make the Chatzara Mishkan into a square? That has no relevance to the Chatzara Mishkan. The Torah says explicitly that the Chatzara Mishkan is 100 amos long and 50 amos wide. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, the Amar Kra, there's something extra in the pasuk. It says, Orech HaChotzer, Mea B'yam of Rochav Chamishim. And then the Torah adds the word Bachamishim. Why the extra Bachamishim? Why not just say 100 Amma by a width of 50 Amma? What's this Bachamishim? As if to say 50 by 50. Right? Chamishim Bachamishim means 50 by 50. Amr Torah, the Torah is saying, Tol Chamishim, take the extra 50 Amma in length, Visavev Chamishim, and put it around all the corners of the extra 50 in order to make it into a square. Why is the Torah telling me that? I mean, that has no bearing and no relevance to the Chatzara Mishkan. It must be teaching me something about a different halacha, beyond the halacha of Mishkan, that requires that we take that extra 50 Amma and add it to the square of the 50 Amma, making a perfect square that's equal to 5,000 square Ammas. And that's going to be an indication about what you're allowed to carry. And if the area is too large, it's beyond this 5,000 square Ammas, which is 70 and 2/3 by 70 and 2/3, then you're not allowed to carry there. The Gemara now asks, Pashtei Dekra B'maik Siv. Okay, that's fine. You want to derive a remez in the Torah and set up the halacha of an Isur Tiltul in a large area. But what's the pshat in the pasuk in its context? Amar Abaye, Hamed Mishkan al Sfas Chamishim. Which means that you should set up the Mishkan. Okay, we'll see in a minute what the size of the Mishkan is. Al Sfas Chamishim, meaning Sfas means the entranceway. So you have the Chatzara Mishkan that surrounds the Mishkan. The entranceway into the Mishkan is on the long side, which, as we said, is 100 amos in length. And the Torah is now telling me that entering into the courtyard on the long side, when you get to the edge of 50 amma, that's where you should set up the Mishkan. Kidei she'yehei chamishim amma lefanav, so that the Mishkan will have, if it's right there at the borderline of the number 50 in the Orech, it'll have another 50 amma in front of it, because the Orech is all told 100 amma. And v'esrim amma lechol ruach, on each side of the Mishkan, let's say the Mishkan is 10 amos wide, you could have a 20 amma distance to the chut, to the outer wall of the chutzer, the curtains of the chutzer. Right? Because 20 plus 20 on both sides, plus 10 in the middle. So the plain meaning of the pasuk cannot be referring to squaring off an area of 5,000 amma. That has no relevance to the Mishkan. The Gemara is saying, certainly you have an allusion to the idea of a karpaf and the maximum area that you're allowing tiltul, but what is the plain meaning of the pasuk? And the answer is to position the Mishkan in such a way that we split the length of the chatzar HaMishkan into two 50 amma sections. So we have an empty area in the first 50 going down the length. And then in the second area, we're going to place the Mishkan. So that's the 50 by 50 is referring to the area that's in front of the Mishkan. Okay. Now, the Gemara goes on to discuss part of our Mishnah. And the Gemara quotes Rabbi Eliezer over him, Hoysa Orka, Yesar Rechava, Afilu Ama Achas, Ein Metaltun Besocha. So the Gemara now raises a contradiction between two statements of Rabbi Eliezer. How could it be possible that Rabbi Eliezer says that if the length is greater than the width, even by one amma, you're not allowed to carry within it? Vatani, we have a brisa that says Rabbi Eliezer, Omer, Im Hoysa Orka, Yesar Al Pishnayim Berachva. Even if the length of this garden, or this karpaf, right, is twice that of its width, afilu biyama achas ein metaltelin betocha. Then, if the orech is even one amma more than twice the rochav, one amma beyond the twice, then ein metaltelin berochav. But obviously, if the orech is twice the amount, or less than twice the amount of the rochav, then you're allowed to carry. That's against Rabbi Elazar and Mishnah. So the Gemara answers, Amar Rabbi Barabaye, Kitnan Nami Masnisin. Even that which it says in our Mishnah, that if the length is greater than the width, even by one amma, you're not allowed to carry there. Yes, I'll be Shnayim Baruch for Tanan. What the Mishnah is talking about is a case where the orech, the length, is twice that of the width, plus another amma. Ihochi hainu Rabbi Yossi. Then Rabbi Eliezer is saying exactly what it says in the Mishnah in the name of Rabbi Yossi. Let's go back to the Mishnah and read Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi omer afilu orka pishnayim berochva metaltul betocha, which means that you could have a length that's, there's such a rectangle that the length is twice the size of a width, and yet you're allowed to carry within it. Ikabinayu biribua deribua rabbanon. When the Chachamim learned and derived from the Pasuk Bechamishim in the Parsha of the Mishkan that we have to evaluate the size of the area of the Chatzar of Mishkan and how much it would be if it was squared off, Rabbi Eliezer doesn't have that drasha. He holds that the Din of Rishus HaYochid is an area that has twice the that has twice the length is twice the size of the width, like in the case of the Chatzar Mishkan, which is 100 by 50. And although we don't dafka need that it has to be exactly like the Chatzar Mishkan, which the length is greater than the width, but nevertheless, even if it's a square, you're allowed to carry there. So that Rabbi Eliezer is offering two possibilities. In other words, when we derive from the Chatzar of Mishkan, we're not saying that it has to be exactly like the Chatzar of Mishkan, where the Orech is greater than the Rochav. That is an option, but there's another option that it could be square. Rabbi Yossi on the other hand has this drasha of Bechamishim, and therefore he holds that the Din of Rishus HaYochid is Beikaro, is fundamentally a place which is a square in which the Orech, the length, and the Rochav and the width are equal. And if the Orech and the Rochav are not equal, as long as the Orech is not more than double the Rochav, you're allowed to carry there. And therefore, L'chatchila, we should make it into a square, so that whereas Rabbi Eliezer doesn't have this din l'chatchila that we should have the area squared off, and from Rabbi Eliezer's point of view, there's no difference between a rectangle which the orech is twice that of the rochav, or the rochav and the orech are equal and it's a square. Rabbi Yossi would say that the perfect size would be in the shape of a square. And the fallback position is the ribui of Bechamishim. No, I'm sorry. That from Bechamishim we derive what should be the ideal measurement and the relationship between the Rochav and the Orech, which would mean 50 amma square, right, in the case of the Chatzar of Mishkan, and in our case, 70 and 2/3 amma square. But, b'dieved, The fallback position will be a place where the Orech is twice the Rochav. Now the Gemara quotes a little part of the Mishnah of Yossi Omer, which means Afilu Orka Pishnai Barochva Metaltun Besocha Itmar. We learned in the base Mishnah of Yosef Omer Rav Yudah Mar Shmuel Halacha Kirab Yossi, which means that even if you have a Karpaf which has an Orech that's twice the size of the Rochav, you're allowed to carry there. And again, you might wonder why the Gemara has to paskin like Rabbi Yossi and not like Rabbi Akiva, because basically we hold that Rabbi Eliezer, I meant to say, I said Rabbi Akiva, because even Rabbi Eliezer holds that you can have Yesar Pishnai Barochva, but it's Rabbi Yossi who says it explicitly. So Allah is like Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Bibi Omar, Rabbi Yudah Mar Shmuel, Allah is Rabbi Akiva. And Rabbi Akiva says that if it doesn't go beyond, the area doesn't go beyond 70 Amon Shirayim Square, then you're allowed to carry inside of it, even if it wasn't Hukaf Ladira, Vitravaya Lakula, and both of these statements of Shmuel on Mekil, and Shmuel is paskening in both these debates, Kedivrei on Mekil, and he's allowing, in the case of an area that is, a karpaf that has an orach that's twice that of the rochav, you're allowed to carry there. And he's allowing for an area that's even though it's not hukaf ledira, if it is less than 70 amah and shirayim square, you're allowed to carry there. And utzrichu, we need both statements lekula. De iashmin and alocha k'rab Yosef, we only had the statement that Shmuel is paskening like Rabbi Yossi. Hava mina, I would have thought that even though Lalacha is like Rabbi Yossi, that you can have an Orach that's twice the Rochav and you can still carry within it. Nevertheless, I would have thought Ein Metaltel B'Socha Ad De'ika Shomero Beis Dira, that we still have to have this requirement, which was one sheet in the Tanoim, if you recall, that it has to be Hukaf LeBeis Dira Kamash Malan. Therefore, Shmuel has to tell me Allah Rabbi Akiva, who goes out of his way to explicitly tell you that you don't need a Shomera or a Beis Dira, and if it's less than or not more than 70 Amma square, 70 Amma Shirayim square, then you're allowed to carry there, even though it's not Hukaf LeBeis Dira. V'yashmin Allah Rabbi Akiva Vamina the Arich V'Katin, that one side on the let's call it the length, is, let's say, a little bit shorter. In other words, I would have said that only the Hekef Mechitzos would require that the Orach and the Rochav be equal, then you're allowed to carry it. But if it's Orach V'Katin, meaning if the Orach and the Rochav are not equal, is Ein Metaltel B'Socho Kamash B'Lon, Alok Rav Yossi, who says that Orko Pishnai Mirochva is Metaltel in both. Now the Gemara is going to talk about Karpaf. And we say the Karpaf is, number one, a very large area, and it's a plot of land that's used for storing trees outside the city. And the Braisa says the Karpaf Shehu Yosef Mibeis Hasayim. What if this Karpaf was larger than the Beis Hasayim, which we said the Rabbanon made Xer and they didn't allow you to carry there more than four amos, but it was Hukaf Lidira. And he uses it for sleeping and eating, different kinds of tashmishei dira, residential usages. But then, nizra rubo, most of the area of the karpach, he uses to plant vegetables. That undermines the status of hukaf ledira, generates an isa tiltal. Why? Because it's very uncomfortable to use a place that is now a vegetable patch. You know, where are you going to fit yourself in? You know, got these cabbages that are growing, lettuce here, the lettuce there. And it all depends on rove. And if it's rove planted for vegetables, hareu kigina, even though it's not completely, exclusively designated as a vegetable garden, nevertheless, most of it is planting vegetables. V'osin, you're not allowed to carry them. However, Nita Rubo, let's say plants trees, and most of this area has trees planted in it. Imagine rows of trees. Nevertheless, mutar. Harezek achatzeru mutar. Why? Because it's very comfortable to add trees to an area where you want to live, living space, residential area, because the trees give you shade. And between the trees, you can, from one tree to the other, you have plenty of area for whatever you want to do. You set up your picnic tables and enjoy the shade of the trees. So now, Rav Huna is going to make a comment on this price. It says, Nizra Rubo, that if most of this area was planted for vegetables, Om Rav Huna, Bereid Rabbi Yeshua Lo Amoron, El Yosem, Ibeis Asayim, Avol Beis Asayim Mutar. How large of an area, which is Rov, was planted for vegetables? The minimum, in order to undermine the head to tilt, the minimum area which makes up the Karpaf, where you planted the vegetables, has to be a Beis Asayim. But if, I'm sorry, it has to be more than a Beis HaSayim, right? Whenever we say Beis HaSayim, we mean up to a Beis HaSayim is mutar, beyond a Beis HaSayim is asur. If it's only a Beis HaSayim, you're allowed to be metalta in the Karpaf, even though the area that you planted is not used for dira, but it's not more than Beis HaSayim. So in and of itself, it cannot be considered a karpaf and included in the gzera of the isur tiltul. So that even though in that area, which is a beis asayim, he's planted vegetables and it's no longer tashmish dira, nevertheless you're allowed to carry there. And that's the great chiddush here of Rav Huna. So therefore, also hekev shnei suge makomos. In other words, the hekef and the mechitza now surrounds two different classifications of areas. There's a part where he's planted as a gina, and that's called eino asu l'dira. And there you're allowed to carry as long as it's not a size that's greater than beis asayim. And then he has the area that's included in the mechitzos where he didn't plant at all. That was the mute. That's called a makom asu l'dira, and you're allowed to carry in that area. So now the big chiddush of Rav Huna is we have a principle in Masechta Erevin from beginning to the end of the Masechta that if you have an area which in and of itself would be mutar v'tiltul, but it opens up into another area that is asur v'tiltul, then the isur tiltul now is expanded to include even that area that in and of itself would not be asur v'tiltul, because that area is parut into an area that's asur. And that's called Osrim Ze Ed Ze. And Rav Huna is saying that in this case, we don't apply that principle of Osrim Ze Ed Ze. And the reason is because the Gina is now only a Beis HaSayim. It's the area that was actually planted with vegetables is a Beis HaSayim. Had it been more than a Beis HaSayim, which make it into a Karpaf, which has the din of a Karmelis, and you're not allowed to carry the four Amos, then even the area which was hukaf l'dira, which means which is free of any vegetables, that would be asur because it's parut into a opens up into a makom asur. So Mar says keman. According to which tana in the brisa is Rav Huna interpreting this brisa, that even the part which is planted, and even though the part that's not planted is parutz into the part that's planted, it's enam osrim zel zel betil, tuki Rabbi Shimon. This reflects the shita of Rabbi Shimon. And Rabbi Shimon is quoted in a Mishnah almost at the end of Masechta Erevin, but he'll be quoted many times during the course of Masechta Erevin. And he holds that when you have a karpaf and a chatzer, even if they belong to two separate people, enom osrim ze al ze. Just one second. Right. Rabbi Shimon Omer, echad gagos, v'echad chatzeros, v'echad karpifos, v'shus achas hen l'kelim sheshavzu betochan. So if you have kelim that were in one of these three areas at the onset of Shabbos, and they were Kona Shvisa in that area, let's say it was in a Chatzer, you're allowed to carry them from one Chatzer to another Chatzer, or from one Chatzer to a Gag, one Gag to another Gag, one Gag to a Karpaf. All these areas, according to Rav Shimon, are considered one and the same. The Lola Kalim Sheshav Subisol Chabayis. The only Iser is with regard to utensils that with the onset of Shabbos were in the house, and you're allowed to take them out of the house into your chotzer, but you cannot take them into a gag, or from a chotzer to a gag, or into a karpaf, or if they're on a gag or on a karpaf, even if they belong to the same person, you're not allowed to carry them from one to the other, because the bayis is always a separate reshus from a karpaf. It's always considered shtei reshuyos, even if they're owned by one individual. And here, you own both that part of the karpaf that was planted and that part which is not planted. And it's like a karpaf to a karpaf. So the Gemara says, wait a minute, I don't get it. The Rabbi Shimon Nami, even according to Rabbi Shimon, we should prohibit tiltul in a karpaf where most of the karpaf was planted with vegetables, even if it's only a beis hasayim. Why? Kevan denizra rubo haviyahu mi'uta batale legabi rubo. We have a din of bitul berov, which means that the area that wasn't planted is completely batel and loses its identity in relationship to the rov, which was planted with vegetables. Vahavi karpaf yosavi beis asayim. Right, the area that was planted is a beis asayim. If we add attach to it, expand it by the area that wasn't planted with vegetables, we're going to have an area that's more than a beis asayim. The osir. As a result, we have a karpaf. Why? Because of the din of bittul. So now the Gemara is going to have to backtrack and reinterpret the statement of Rav Huna Breid Rav Yeshua in terms of how to define and interpret the Brice. So that Amir Hashem, Bli Neder, will talk about tomorrow. So what we're up to is the top of Daf Chav Dalet Amen Al.